Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Kiri, President's Day, just around the corner. This week, we learned something unexpected about Martha Washington, the wife of our first president. According to a new book, Martha Washington was what?
A total hottie.
Exactly right. Martha Washington wasn't always the plump, matronly Mrs. Claus we see in the White House portraits. Those paintings of her were done after her death and were probably intended to provide legitimacy to the fledgling nation. See, we're serious. We're run by frumpy old people.
Mrs. Butterworth.
According to historian Martha Brady, there's a lot of evidence to back up Martha's hotness. She was being courted by at least one other man when she married George. And the shoes she wore on her wedding night, a pair of avant-garde deep purple silk high heels with silver sequins, were the Manolo Blahniks of the day.
Well, they sound cute.
They do. And also, for a brief period in her 20s, she was married to Larry King.
A lot of evidence there.
Yep. Adam, you...
Martha Washington, you're on line one. Why did you leave me for the father of our country?
Adam, President Obama has said he wants to improve relations with Iran, but things are not off to a good start. This week, an attempt to send what to Iran was rudely rebuffed at the last minute.
Candy.
No.
Flowers.
No.
Covert nuclear materials.
No.
Close. Very close.
Ooh.
Oh. We're not close in any way. He's trying to mislead you. I'll give you a hint. It's sort of shuttlecock diplomacy.
Oh, a badminton team.
Exactly, the U.S. badminton team. Nothing brings countries together more than the sight of athletic women getting together in competition to beat the living hell out of a ping pong ball that's wearing a frilly skirt. Every year, who knew, Iran sponsors a major badminton tournament in Tehran, and the U.S. national team was supposed to go. At the last minute, though, those wily Persians withdrew the team's visas.
Ugh.
The State Department was reported to be, quote, furious, unquote. And in reprisal, they have rescinded President Ahmadinejad's invitation to the annual Axis of Evil Twister Tournament. Have you seen badminton? I happened to watch badminton at the 08 Olympics on TV, and it was very exciting for two reasons. First of all,
slow summer, huh?
No. No, it was great. It was great for two reasons. First of all, because these women are intensely athletic and very skilled. Mm-hmm. And secondly, the announcers on US TV had clearly no idea what was going on. They were like low in the totem pole, and NBC like, yeah, you cover the badminton. So the play-by-play, this is true, the play-by-play was like, and she hits it! And she hits it back! Oh, she hit it hard! And another hit!
Woo! What a wild guy.
Hey, those badminton matches aren't going to watch themselves.
You're fools. Great sport.
I believe you.
Charlie, David Plouffe, it was Barack Obama's campaign manager. He was credited with running the smartest, most efficient presidential campaign ever. According to a new profile of him in Esquire, he honed his skills by devoting 2 years of his life to what?
Developing the Pluffer Nutter.
What is in the Pluffer Nutter, Charles?
There's peanut butter and Pluff. Marshmallow Pluff.
It's delicious.
I'm going to need a hint because I write for Esquire and I don't know about this. So.
But it was in college.
Ah. He honed his skills. Well, I know what skills I honed in college.
Yeah.
It would have nothing to do with running an efficient anything.
Well, you're close. I'll give you a hint because if you can get the ball into the frosty mug.
Beer
pong?
Really?
Yes, beer pong. Plouffe
told
Esquire that although he attended the University of Delaware for 2 years, beer pong was, quote, all we did. This may be why he never graduated. Because this is public radio, I should say that beer pong is the game all the other people were playing while you all were in the library. You know, it's a game where you either hit or you throw the ball. Got to go into the cup of beer, and if you do that, the other team has to drink the beer. Mm. Republican strategists, eager to learn his ways, have adapted the game to their own favorite drink, but after just a couple of rounds of martini pong, you have to go lie down.
At Marquette, we had beer, and we had ping pong, but we never mixed the two. I'm not exactly sure why that is, possibly because we thought it was dorky.
It wasn't a game we played in college either. We used quarters because they're heavier.
I think it's a later event.
Yeah, beer pong?
Really?
Yeah, I graduated in 36, so.
Yeah.
Luckily, you picked up that job with the WPA theater program right
at
college.
It was great. Yeah. You know, we do productions at night and build dams during the day.
Hey, we could be back to doing that again.
Yeah.
That would be cool. great.